Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store. Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Since 1969, Royalty Fine Jewelers has been buying gold and diamonds, performing repairs, custom designs, appraisal services, and changing watch bands and batteries. Up to 30 to 70% off in-stock jewelry. Financing and layaway available. Visit them at 33871 US 19 in Palm Harbor in the Sable Ridge Shopping Center. Call them at 727-585-9399. That's 727-585-9399. And visit their website, RoyaltyFineJewelers.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book.
Cincinnati Chili Company.
Freeway.
Noodles, meat sauce, top it off with cheese. Four way, five way, onions and or beans. Add cheese, conies, make your meal complete.
The taste of Cincinnati Chili is now in Clearwater, Florida, with restaurant, dine-in, drive-thru, delivery, and catering. Always made fresh daily, and we only use full-size all-beef hot dogs.
Cincinnati Chili Company.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Another one in the book. You know, we were just talking about my friend here as a teacher. You know, Michi said, you know what the greatest way a student can pay back a teacher? Put your headset on. You know, how can a student pay back the teacher? What's the best way a student can pay back its teacher? You familiar with Nietzsche? The philosopher
showing them what
from
they
Germany?
Nietzsche.
Is that his name, Nietzsche?
I say
Nietzsche.
With an N?
Yeah, maybe it is Nietzsche.
Okay.
So what was his answer? How can the student pay back the teacher? Don't remain the student.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, what does a good leader do? Right, he makes other people into good leaders.
That's right.
And that's what I really get the kick out of that, because I believe in that too, that you don't stand on some spiritual hill. You don't look down on someone standing on some moral or spiritual hill.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You just think of that. You don't look down on anybody.
Yeah.
On some moral, spiritual hook, because you got your secrets, you got your secrets, and you got more than him, by the way.
I do.
Yes, he does.
And then you got your secrets, right? We all got secrets. We were all battling two things, right? And then they say you're only as sick as your secrets. Because if you can share your secrets that you think are secrets that really they're not, there's nothing unique, you know? We're all going through this battle together. And everybody's fighting two battles. So, like, if you can look at someone that way, and say, hey, he's fighting a battle, more of how can I be of help to you than what can I get from you.
Sure.
Right? It's easier said than done. Because last week I gave my sandwich to a homeless person, and I was saying this, and I didn't want to do it because I was hungry. You know?
Yeah.
So even when you do good sometimes, and then, like, it's a sacrifice, right? Because we're, most of us, and me included, are self-centered, self-seeking, and that's the root of our problems. It's about us. Me. So anyhow, I gave the sandwich to the homeless person anyway. But in my heart, I was like, wow, I'm really hungry. Anyhow, I don't even know why. Do you guys do that sometimes? Can you relate to that? Where you give, and sometimes you just think, or if you see someone, you know, I do it generally with a good heart, but sometimes I don't.
Yeah, we do. You know, at the restaurant, for example, oyster crackers. We go out oyster crackers, and a lot of times people leave the bag open. Well, what we do is we keep all the oyster crackers, and we actually give them to a lady who takes them to a farm.
Really?
So yeah, so we don't waste. There's a lot of stuff that we can keep that we don't waste.
Right, right. That's good. Mm-hmm. Right. He's got a nice smile, by the way. Am I just saying that? I know we're on radio.
It's not.
But have you been told that?
I have not.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
I think mine's better.
No, yours is not.
Hell.
But you have like a happy smile.
I try to be happy.
Wait, you never noticed that? Or no, am I just being stupid?
Yeah, he's excited to be here. Right,
okay,
Brian?
Good.
We're super excited to be here.
Okay, good. How many counties have we heard in?
Well, at least four.
Four counties?
Yep.
Well, that's good. Right?
Oh, yes. That's the whole Tampa Bay area as far as markets considered.
Well, that's good. And then we're one click up from the number one radio show, too, which is the Delilah Show. You familiar with
yes,
that?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So we're one click up from them. Who are we around on AM, 1340 AM? Is there, who's like the big boy? 970?
We are
10,
well, it's kind of close. 10's probably the next closest. There's a couple in the 1400s down in St. Pete.
That are big.
That are big, yeah.
And then we have cameras in the studio, so we're also seen on the internet, too.
Yep, live stream.
Live stream.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Hello.
Say hi, yep.
Hi.
So anyhow, we go off air, right, but the live stream stays on, and I forgot, and someone brought food in, and I was eating like a pig. And I got like 5 emails. You can eat a little bit nicer because I had food dropping all over me because I thought we were at break. You know what I mean? I forgot about the live feed.
It stays on, yeah, through the whole traffic report.
I know. I found that out. So anyway, let's talk about Cincinnati Chili Company. It's a great concept. You really have that franchise feel to it. And I guess that's – did you ever think of selling franchise? Instead of being the owner.
We did, Brian. In fact, that was one of the main reasons for doing what we're doing is actually to sell franchises because we approached actually one of the Cincinnati chili parlors, let's call them that they are. There's 250, by the way, in the United States. And we were going to actually be one of those franchises. We decided, well, after we weren't able to actually get our own franchise, we decided to do it on our own. And
really?
We started, yep. And I'll never forget the day, actually. I was with Brian and Jim, who's our other partner. He's in Austin. And they said, what are we going to do? And I said to Brian, yeah, we're going to do it ourselves. And that's what we did.
Wow.
And I remember driving up to Ocala, and we were like, what are we going to call this? And I think we said Cincinnati Chili Company. And we both said, there's no way that name's going to be taken. It's got to be taken, you know?
Yeah.
Between Gold Star and Dixie Chili and all the other places. And sure enough, it was available.
We registered the domain in 5 minutes.
We registered the domain in five
yeah,
minutes.
Wow.
We our headquarters is in Orlando. And this is our first dine-in, drive-through, delivery restaurant here in Clearwater.
It's a drive-through too?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Did we put that in the ad?
I don't think we did. But there's drive-through.
I'm one of those guys that even though it's bad, I'll tell it to you. We're not trying to hurt, you know what I'm saying? If I make a mistake. Like you saw how I said, oh, did we put We Deliver? I think it's important we put We Deliver, right?
Yeah.
So we, and that's the thing, it's...
We did order online. We did do the order online.
We do a show after this, and we sponsor the show sometimes, and these guys are just unbelievable. Tell us about the...
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour from 6 to 7 with Gene and Mr. Dukes.
Unbelievable. Two old gentlemen that are just class acts that I really like. That's where I got the leader thing from, you know, what makes a good leader, because I'm sitting here, I was listening to their show, I'm a fan of their show, but I would love to have you guys come on that show, right?
We'd love to.
Because especially what you guys just did with the trial and error, because I believe there's a lot of trial and error, and can we do this, if you don't mind?
This
is going to be a tough question. What errors did you make opening up the restaurant that you would have done over, that you learned from trial and error?
Oh, wow. Well, just getting the chili recipe together took us a year.
Wow.
A year.
Yep.
There's 14 plus ingredients in there. Brian, you had it before we started here.
Could
you?
Unbelievable. It was fantastic.
Yeah. And it really is amazing. And a lot of that's to Brian. I mean, Brian at a point was driving me crazy. I'm like, we got to get started. And Brian's like, I've got to tweak it one more time. And I think it happened in Clearwater, Brian.
Yeah, we actually finalized the recipe at a Residence Inn inside of a hotel room. We brought our cookware in there.
Wow.
And, we would do whatever it took to meet with the right people that were able to help us. And an old sous chef that I knew when I first moved to Orlando, she helped with some creative ideas, and we nailed it. I think it was May 19th of 2019.
You should document
this
because
when we got the final recipe, and the whole hotel smelled like our chili.
Wow.
Which was good or bad depending on if you like chili.
No, yes. And then also too is like, remember I said I read the book on Subway, that the second location was opened up across the street when he found out his competitor was selling the Subway. He controlled the market. It was an industrial plaza.
Wow.
I think you guys should document all this stuff. You know what I mean? And then when you have 1,000 locations, right, you can write all in the book of how you did it.
That would be amazing. You know, what's interesting what you're saying.
What would a franchise sell for?
Well, we're still in that stage of determining that. So we're not, honestly, we're not too sure at this
point. We're so early in the process that
we're
really
2 months in.
We're open to great opportunities because with a franchise, very strict model, we know that as we get further along, it's more valuable to the franchisee.
Right.
Right. So if they're getting in ground level with us right now, we would definitely be open to different opportunities and different
right, because
models.
One hand washes the other. This is a ground floor opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Just imagine if you could have got into, say, McDonald's when it first started.
Yeah.
Or Subway.
You're absolutely right. And what's interesting about chili parlors, there's 250 in the United States. Do you know which four states they're in?
I'm going to guess. You ready?
Please.
Cincinnati?
Yeah. Or Ohio? Yeah.
It's Ohio. I always make that mistake, too. I say Chicago, and then people say, no, it's Illinois. But I think Chicago's Chicago.
Sure.
Because I would guess Florida.
Florida is number two, yeah.
And then I would guess New York.
Nope, there's no Cincinnati chili there yet, but Kentucky and Indiana. Now, there's 2,000 Wendy's nationally. So if you think about that, in 50 states. So our thinking has always been, why can't there be a Cincinnati chili company in all 50 states? The food is delicious.
There's no competitors
it's
in the class.
It's not a McDonald's. It's not a Wendy's. You know what I mean?
And the reason it hasn't happened is not because people are genetically different in the other 46 states. It's because there is a model that they've used over the years, which is a commissary model. And a lot of the other chains will freeze their product and then ship it. So they're limited in most cases to a 300 mile radius. So that's why it's always stayed in that Cincinnati area. And then it's a special trip to come here to Florida. Wow. And with our, you know, gas prices being higher,
sure,
it's certainly not helping that situation. So we make our chili fresh on site, and we source our all our ingredients locally. So for that, we can open anywhere in the country and anywhere in the world, for that matter.
Right, fresh on site.
Yes,
I like the way that sounded for some reason.
It does sound good.
Did you come up with that?
Just rolls off the tongue.
Have you ever said that before?
You just tell the truth and it will set you free. Whatever, you know.
But do you know what King Solomon said?
I think probably more than one thing. Go yes. for it.
But he says you force people to see the truth, right? Mm-hmm. And they only hate you. Right? If you force someone to see the truth, right?
Yeah.
Because it's easier for me to talk about you. But, and that's when I'm brutally honest, because I'm talking about you. But when I'm talking about myself now, it's about, you know, it's harder to tell the truth about what's wrong with me. Mm-hmm. And so that's cool to know that the truth is it's made on site.
Yes.
That's important, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So what would you say why someone should come to a Cincinnati chili?
Well, I think if you look at our website, we talk about how we bring people together in a place that you can feel like you're back at home. And that was the most important thing for me living in Orlando. Every time I'd go back to Cincinnati, I would want to stop and eat my chili. That was the first thing off the plane. So we wanted to have a place so that you didn't have to go driving 3 or 4 hours across the state. We believe that these locations should be everywhere. And Bill, being from Ireland, we used to say, you know, when we go to other countries, an Irish bar is like an embassy. You always know when you go in there, you're going to have a good time. You know you're going to be able to get a Guinness.
It's a meeting place.
And meet people of like mind.
Right, of like mind. That's it. Because if you could put, you know, the old saying is, show me your friends, I'll tell you your future. Right? Show me who you hang out with will tell me a little bit about who you are.
Absolutely.
And that's what I try to explain to my kids. And also, too, is if you want to find out what your income is, generally the top five people you hang out with will be what your income is. So find out who you're hanging out with will tell you a little bit about who you are.
That's right.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So this is fantastic. I mean, that's why when I first ate it, the Cincinnati chili, what I said to myself is the best way to promote this is with samples.
Yes.
Because I could tell people on the radio right now how great it is, and you can feel it in my heart. Yeah. They call that the language of the heart. I mean, it's the best hot dog I've ever eaten.
Wow, thank you.
Right? Ever, right? It's a soubrette, too, which if you're from New York, you realize that's the highest quality hot dog that's on the market.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah. Right? The highest quality. There's no higher quality. So you get what you pay for, right?
Yes.
So what else would you guys like to say? Oh, what I wanted to say to you, too, is if just real quick about, since you're doing the franchises. Colonel Sanders did all his franchises on a handshake. And he crisscrossed the United States. What he did is he put the KFC sign up, basically, and gave them. And what they had to do was come up with a way to cook it quicker, so that's where the pressure cooker came in. Because originally, they didn't have a pressure cooker.
Yeah.
So when he went to sell the business, the lawyers for this big corporation that were going to buy all the KFCs said, where are your contracts? And you know what he said? I did every deal on a handshake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Imagine that.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And he was 65 and he slept in his car. So was it that he was young? Was it that he was rich? You know what he had? He had desire.
Desire.
Mm-hmm. Right? And that's a good principle to live by, right? Yeah. Perseverance.
Yeah.
And these two young men, that brothers, owned the Kentucky Chicken, and that's where the first KFC started, was KFC. Who knows why he put a pint of gravy in every bag? Do you know why?
No.
He wanted the bag to be heavy. So he said to his people, when it first started, you automatically got a pint of gravy. So now when you walked out with the bag, it was heavy. And I saw something, because I'm in the coupon book industry. He gave away two complimentary, and he called it complimentary, not free. In the book, it shows you the picture of the ad he ran. He just gave a complimentary two pieces of chicken You didn't even have to purchase anything. Just come on in.
Yeah, try this. Yeah. Right. Samples, back to your point.
Back to the sample. Yeah. Sample.
We've done that a few times, actually, at the restaurant. We've got delicious funnel fries. I don't know if you ever had funnel fries, but they're so good. And we'll give them out, you know, so people can try them. But you're right. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to do it.
Right.
You know, one interesting thing, you know, Anthony Bourdain, he tried Cincinnati chili. And, of course, he tried food from all over the world. And how he explained Cincinnati chili was America on a plate. And what he meant was it was the Greek immigrants and Macedonian people that came over in the 1900s that brought this Greek-inspired recipe. And that gives you chills, doesn't it? And I'm an immigrant, too, from Belfast, Northern Ireland, so I can relate to that. And I think when you try this food, that's what you think of. You know, it's the heartland of America.
Yeah, and it was during the times when things were tough in America.
After World War I.
So this type of food is great when the economy's down because it's...
Depression, recession.
It's kind of recession-proof. Mm-hmm. It's cheaper to make, cheaper to buy as a customer.
Sure.
So
good stuff.
So that's this time and age. It's not a bad thing to...
Hey, Bobby, can we play the Cincinnati chili commercial again?
We can do that. We also have a caller on.
Okay.
Eddie's on the phone.
All right, Eddie, listen to this commercial and tell us what you think, all right?
Okay.
This is for the Cincinnati chili.
Cincinnati chili is now in Clearwater, Florida, with restaurant dine-in, drive-thru, delivery, and catering. Always made fresh daily, and we only use full-size all-beef hot dogs.
Cincinnati, Cincinnati Chili Company.
Did you see? Your head was going up and down like, hey, that's really upbeat. Can we make sure we play that? When are we doing the traffic report?
2 minutes, or three, 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay, so when we do the traffic report, we'll play it again.
Yes, we will.
Perfect.
So what do you think of that commercial there, Eddie?
Good, that's great, man.
We got to do a commercial for you. You know, like I always say, dress for the money you want to make. This guy just pulled up in a suit. He's the vice president of Fifth and Third Bank, right? But he's wearing a suit. He's a customer of yours, Eddie. He's a future customer. Yeah. Will you do his first shirt for free? He heard free. He's like, get out of here. Yeah, so anyhow, you can always tell. Dress for the money you want to make, right?
That's right.
I guess so.
Right, and that's what you do. I don't know, like if I put on a pressed pair of clothes and stuff, I always feel more confident than I do if I don't have something on.
Mm-hmm. Dress to impress.
Right, and these guys wanted me, I'll just be up front.
Talk about more, right?
Right, they wanted me to shave. Seriously, my son, because the guy from the president of Fifth and Third. I said, no. You know? And they got mad. I wish I could have them come in here. They actually got mad at me. Do you think I should have shaved, especially for the president?
I think that would be a small thing to ask.
Well, I didn't. We got another call.
Yeah.
But anyhow, so tell us about your dry cleaners. Free pickup and delivery.
Yes, we do have... free pickup and delivery, there's no extra charge for that, but we do that on a regular basis. We go all the way to Palm Harbor and all the way down St. Pete, the beach. We located on 9023 Park Boulevard in Seminole, and we do everything in-house. Alteration, comforter, wash and fold service, dry cleaning.
That's really good.
And you could call me at 727-319-4277.
That's really good, right? To make people feel good. You know, my son cuts hair, right? He's been cutting hair at the same place. What I'm more proud of him is that he's been best man at two different weddings, right? And he just bought a Mercedes, right? He's 37 years old, and... I'll tell you what, he would be a perfect customer for you because he dresses like he's a millionaire, right? And look how successful he is. Because if you get your hair cut, you want the guy to be clean and, you know, presentable. Because if he's clean about himself, then he'd probably cut hair pretty good too. So, like, you are what in our industry is for professionals. What you do, Eddie, is really make people do good. And as I said earlier, dress for the money they want to make. You're a tremendous help to our community.
We also have Eileen on the line.
Eileen. Okay. Hi. So hold on a second there. So, Eddie, in closing, what would you like to say?
Just give us a call. Check us out. You will be glad you did.
And that's like 90th Street and Park Boulevard. Because Park Boulevard is...
Because
Park Boulevard is 74th Avenue North.
And it's Bay Area Dry Cleaners.
Bay Area Dry Cleaners. You're the best, Eddie.
Thank you.
Now, real quick, Eddie.
Huh?
We have Cincinnati Chili in the house. And they brought in... You know, you ever hear Skyline Chili, Cincinnati Chili? This is Cincinnati.
I heard about it.
Well, they deal with Sabrettes, which is the number one hot dog. So it's a 100% beef. Now, if you would have came into the studio, guess what? You would have ate like a king.
Oh, my God.
They have spaghetti and chili, spaghetti and meat sauce. They have wraps. Everything is here, catered.
Come and see us, Eddie.
Say hello to Eddie.
Yeah, hi, Eddie.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah. Hi.
Stop
I probably have to come in there one day.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We'd love to have you.
Okay, thanks.
We have Eileen from Get Covered on the phone as well.
Unbelievable. Right. And then we got the generator guy waiting for our he's on staff. And then, so Eileen, how are you?
Good. And you guys?
Good.
Good.
Do you guys have health insurance?
We do.
Yes, yeah. We offer health insurance. It's what it was previously called, the Obamacare.
Correct.
Yeah.
Do you know, I'll be honest with you, I'm more really toward the conservative than a Democrat.
Okay.
Just to be upfront with you. So Obamacare was more of a Democratic thing. But when you look into the numbers, it's like pay me now or pay me later. I look at it this way, and tell me if I'm right, Eileen. It's like if you do maintenance on a car, right? And you do the oil change. And you do all the stuff that's necessary, the air filter. And you keep your car clean, right?
Okay.
That car is going to last a lot longer and cost you a lot less money to fix than a car you don't maintenance, correct?
Of course.
And it's the same thing with a human being, right? If you do maintenance, right, on a human being, where you have them going in for checkups, they catch things early. The thing that you show with the coverage with the Obamacare and your insurance actually saves you money because then people don't go to where? The emergency room. And look how much money the emergency room cost. What you do is wonderful. Can I just say something to you real quick and then you talk, okay? So,
That's fine.
Jeff does the ad with me, right? So this guy has cancer, right? He's going to die. So we do the ad in this magazine. This is like 10 years ago. So what I'm about to say, you can't even make up, right? So he sees the ad, get health insurance care now. And he knows that something's wrong with him. So he gets the health insurance. He goes in to get the checkup because you know your own body.
Sure.
So Jeff's telling the story. So what happens is the guy had prostate cancer. Right, and I'm not giving his name, so I'm not breaking any anonymity. But they caught it early because of Jeff.
Yeah.
Because he had the insurance.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
He's still alive today. But you want to hear how the story even gets a little crazier? 2 years later, I called Jeff. Right? 2 years later. Now, keep that in mind. And Jeff tells me the story. He tells this on the radio, too, actually. Now, this is like 10 years ago, actually. But anyhow, guess who's on hold that he hasn't talked to this guy in 2 years who he put on hold when I called him? This guy that got found out about prostate cancer early and his life was saved.
Amazing. He's still going?
And he's still going.
Wow. Great. Fantastic.
Is that a neat story that about your company?
I mean, you're talking about me?
Yeah. I mean, this is your company this happened.
Yeah, of course. We've been providing this type of customer service for more than 10 years. And then, to be honest with you, there are so many great compliments, and then we have so many people, I mean, so many grateful people just calling us and telling us what you do, guys, is amazing. So that's what we're based on. We're just trying to provide the best customer service, not because we need it to, it's just because the community needs it.
Right, and then your logo, if you look at it, it has the hand with the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Get covered.
Yeah, we're.
I think people actually.
We're more than happy every day when we do that.
This is just truthful. Sometimes I get fearful because I'm old now, and I do in the middle of the night, like if I'm by myself, I do get scared sometimes. And I know that's a lack of faith, because if you believe in Jesus, believe in God, you would not worry. Because worry is, do you know, how many times in the Bible it says don't worry? How many? It says exactly in the Bible 365 times, don't worry.
Yeah.
Interesting. Isn't that? That's one for each day. Okay. Worry is not a spirit of God, right? Because if you have faith in God, you wouldn't worry, right? It's the opposite of worry, is faith. And I tell you, when I have the health insurance that I have through you guys, I got to say, I sleep better knowing that I have your health insurance that you provide me. You get what you do at Get Covered USA is you give people peace of mind.
Correct.
What else would you like to say?
I mean, I'm just like happy that you guys gave us the opportunity to be here, and then that this way people can know better about us and what we do.
Yes, and you know, it's the other way around too. See, if I help someone, you know, I think I'm helping them. But really, I get more out of it from a spiritual standpoint, right? So I let people know it's vital for me to help others because I feel better about myself. Here you would think I'm helping you, but really I'm helping myself. And what I ask people to do is if you feel I did help you, can you then just pass that on? And how you can pay me back is to help someone else.
Correctly.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you guys really helped my stomach out today with this delicious food we had from Cincinnati Chili Company.
Yeah, we have Cincinnati Chili in here, and they brought enough food to feed an army, and they used some bread hot dogs, homemade chili made on site, and they're just fantastic. So if you next time, if you want, do you think you might be interested? We're going to a break. Next time, you might want to come into the station. You're always invited.
Thank you, guys.
In closing, thank what would you like to say about Covers USA?
Thank you, guys.
Okay, that's it. Thank you. Okay, let's give you a number.
Bye.
And thank you for being on the air and providing a service that puts people at peace. That's Get Covered USA.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. We'll be right back.
Do this.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Looking for a great night's sleep? Then call John Joa's Discount Mattress. They offer pillow tops, memory foam beds, and hotel beds. Twin sets starting at $169, fulls $225, queens $245, and kings $275. Visit them at 2255 Starkey Road in Largo, 727-639-2627. That's 727-639-2627 for John Joa's Discount Mattress. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay 540 here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. This BCC coupon book traffic report is sponsored by Cincinnati Chili Company. We got some volume stacking up on US 19 northbound between Ulmerton Road and East Bay Drive. Not sure about the accident there, but it is going very slow, so watch out for that area. Going down south towards 22nd Avenue, we got, what is this? This is a wreck. Southbound I-275 between 22nd Avenue and Gandy Boulevard and 9th Avenue. Keep that in mind. Going over to Hillsboro. Got our usual congestion around the airport exit. So watch out for that. Going up to Pasco, State Road 54, I-75 interchange. We got a wreck there as well. Current temperatures, 82 degrees in partly cloudy skies in Zephyr Hills, 82 in Dade City, and in downtown Clearwater, cloudy skies at 80 degrees. More of the BCC Coupon Book Show coming right up after this. Purple Haze Tobacco and Accessories is your one-stop shop for Delta 8 THC products. With THC pre-rolls, THC gummies, moon rocks, disposables, cartridges, and much more, you'll find everything you're looking for. Contact Leo at 727-580-5858, 727-580-5880, and see their ad in the BCC coupon book. Are you renovating, remodeling, or building? The source for all your materials from start to finish is Bay Area Materials. Whether it's lumber, hardware, garden supplies, building materials, home centers, windows, doors, frames, accessories, Bay Area Materials has it ready for you. Located at 6196 126th Avenue in Largo, you can visit them in person or give them a call at 727-535-2122. That's 727-535-2122. The knowledgeable staff at Bay Area Materials can help you get what you need to finish that big project. Don't have construction knowledge? That's okay. Their knowledgeable staff are ready and willing to help. That's Bay Area Materials, 6196 126th Avenue in Largo. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. 727-535-2122.
Cincinnati Chili is now in Clearwater, Florida, with restaurant, dine-in, drive-thru, delivery, and catering. Always made fresh daily, and we only use full-size all-beef hot dogs.
Cincinnati, Cincinnati Chili Company.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Back to the show, and what we want to do is Cincinnati Chili. Cincinnati Chili Company. You know they're all C's.
That's
how
right.
How about C? Did you already know that?
We did. CCC.
CCCC. Yeah. Are you a Spanish restaurant?
No.
CCC? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and we just, you know, just in closing, we just would like to thank you, Brian, for, you know, getting us this time together. And also want to thank the staff. You know, it's our staff. We've been in business for 2 months now. Wonderful people. Liz, thank you. The food you put together today was just wonderful. Everybody enjoyed it. And Preston and David, thank you for everything you do. We appreciate you.
And
thank
you know this deal? I just remembered it. You know this deal? I just got to be upfront. We're deals. We're deal makers, right? You make deals. Yep. We're salesmen. Oh, I'm not a sales. No, we're deal makers, okay?
Yep.
It's because of Brian we have this deal. Seriously, I remember. I know you said yes, you're the boss and all that, but it was him that set us up. So I think it was you, right? Let's go with that.
Yes,
it
was absolutely.
It was,
I did.
It was Brian or Bruce?
I was the key.
Brian. But you see, my name is Brian, so you know what I like to do? I like to give Brian credit. I'm really talking to myself in the mirror.
That's right.
Brian is because of you. You're fired. But you know what I do the next morning? You're rehired with a bonus.
Very good.
All right. So thank you guys for being on the show.
We appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. So now we're going to go with some.
No, you're good. I'm in there.
Can you fire me?
Yes. You know, I drove you to another state and you found your way back.
Oh, my gosh.
I did. You don't remember that?
Yes.
Well, please let's talk about Euro Produce Market before we get started with our special guest.
Yeah, you got to admit, like some people, we know money. If I say dollars and cents, right? That's what it's about. Capital input versus return, risk versus opportunity. That's what we look at, right? Okay, how much capital input do I put in? What's the return versus the risk? This gentleman here put over $150,000 into his market. And this ad really doesn't justify what he does on the inside.
No, it doesn't.
It really doesn't. Because you wouldn't know that looking at this ad. But like he has all display cases of shrimp, chicken, you know what I mean? He has his own little supermarket inside. Then outside he has beautiful signage. He put a lot of money into this place. Capital input, over $150,000. And he called it Euro Produce Market, Inc. And he has fresh produce every day. And these guys, these independent guys, you know, you got to give them something. They're taking a chance. And he's, when I see entrepreneurs, our next show is called the Entrepreneur Hour.
Okay.
And what they already told you about that?
Mm-mm.
And what we do there in that show is we try to find out from trial and error. Like, what did you do wrong? What a question that is. Not what did you do right, but what did you do wrong where you can learn from your mistakes? And then people that are trying to be entrepreneurs, and I always pronounce it wrong, people tell me, but people that are trying to learn, do you have to make mistakes or can you learn from someone else's mistakes?
I think it's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both. Right. When it comes to businesses, a lot of times, you know, starting up a business takes more thought and capital than you can think about. Whatever the number you think in your head, it's usually double what you really need. And that's where experienced professionals, bankers, can explain that to you. But still, we don't know everything. It depends on what field you're in. It could be produce, it could be cafe, it could be different businesses. You know, but that's where I think you got to sit down with someone to get a good vision plan, because the numbers don't always add up. Sometimes you need someone to say, hey, push the numbers from here to there.
Right. And I can just say with me, on paper, I do better than what I actually do. Like,
that's actually a beautiful thing, man. I'm going to give you that.
Is it really?
That's a beautiful thing.
Because I'm in like
most businesses on paper does not look good because they take losses for the profit. Right. Everybody does that.
Right, but yeah, so we do the opposite here. We look good on paper. What do you do? This is a negative connotation, but what do you do when someone does a business deal, right, and then they don't pay you? And like you're in business, right? So now you did your part of the deal, but you did business with a scoundrel, right? You see that with subcontractors and contractors.
Yeah.
The subcontractor does all the work, and the contractor doesn't pay the subcontractor.
Happens all the time, actually.
Right. So what do you? And then you're so desperate for business, right? This is just talking to my people, right? We actually, I can say we were oversold. I mean, be real honest.
We were totally oversold.
Yeah, our publication was oversold. So
okay.
This has nothing to do with me being desperate. Good.
Do you know what we do when that happens? Only because of what we do, and we're really not out a ton of money. I mean, a contractor will be out a lot more than we are. We smile and say, "Have a nice day," because what else are you going to do?
Yeah. Yeah. Can't do anything. Yeah.
Right? I can't say I always do that.
Well, that's what I say.
No, yeah.
You try to.
I can. I think I called the guy a swine.
Actually, you did. We weren't going to talk
every
about
name
that.
In the book.
He said, "I know where you live, and you're a swine."
Yeah, I don't know where you live. I didn't say that. That's a threat.
That part up,
okay,
I'm
good. Oh wait, we're on camera. Well, I'm dead. But anyhow, like, what do you guys say? They're like business. Also, do you ever lend somebody money and they succeed where you thought they weren't going to?
Absolutely.
And then you're like, man, your idea is so stupid, but here's the money.
Yeah, I've seen that. Can't give real specifics, but I've seen it. But I will tell you, I see...
He's got a good personality.
He does, absolutely.
During COVID, the PPP loans turned businesses around. I saw a lot of them that died, but the ones that actually utilized the funds, like my man from Minuteman Press, is still here today helping the community because of the loans that were given. So loans can be either a Band-Aid or they can be a blessing, right? It depends on what you use it for. I've seen people who wanted to start a business and they wanted to sell, I don't know, a certain picture on their phone. And to me, it sounds silly. But kind of like if you look at Forrest Gump, the movie,
right.
A t-shirt with a smiley face was a great idea, made $1 million on it, you know?
Right.
No idea is silly. It's a matter of how you're going to market it. What do you think it's going to cost to get it out there? And do you have the right people to do it? If you can do that, I think anything can sell. I have a customer right now. He's got this great idea for a security device. Most of us think that it could be good or it could be bad. He took losses because of investors that unfortunately didn't pan out, but he's still trying. And I think that's what small business is all about. Keep trying.
Do you know Steve Jobs said that? He said there's one word. They went to Steve Jobs and they asked him, what's the one word that you have to give for people to succeed? What made you so successful, Steve Jobs? And he chose the word perseverance.
Yeah.
So then they had Warren Buffett and Bill Gates in two separate rooms. Warren Buffett and Bill Gates are really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
So they had him in two separate rooms. And they asked them questions, but they're in two separate rooms to see what the answers would be of successful people. And the question they asked, what word, one word would you give to say to be successful? And they're filming it in the documentary, and they both wrote down the same word. What was that word?
Perseverance?
That would have been
exactly
a good
one. Because
you were leading to that.
I know. I wish it sounds good because I know I said a focus.
Yeah, focus. I can see that.
So yes. If you can say focus and not listen to the chat.
That is a good one.
Like if you could think of it this way. The only person you're responsible for is your own thoughts. Think of the word responsibility. So what happens is there's chatter on the outside. People saying you can't do it. Generally, someone that's working as an employee somewhere is telling you how they can't make $1 million because they don't, right? So you can't. You got to look at, show me your friends, I'll tell you your future,
yep.
Right? So yeah. The only person you're responsible for is your own thoughts.
Yeah.
So whatever other people say, right, doesn't matter, and that's where the word focus comes in. You just stay focused on your job, and the only thing you're responsible for is your thoughts and your desire to get the job done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? If it's going to be, it's up to me, mm-hmm. That attitude.
I think it's focus, and it's also the passion to do it, too. Because I see a lot of business customers that come in, and they focus so much on what they're doing, and that's why they're successful. I just sat with a business customer. He's doing a very simple model, something that you and I would probably never think. And he's averaging $150,000 to $200,000 a month doing it. Now he's working his butt off. He's doing a fantastic job. But he loves what he does so much. And I think that's why he's also successful. Not just invest in yourself, be focused at it, but also realize if you enjoy it, push to the next level. And that could make you or break you at the end of the year.
And that's the line too. It's a cliche, but if you love what you do,
yep.
You've never worked a day in your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? It's not work. And then you get like, I'll just tell you this with my kids. I remember with my mother-in-law. Oh, I got a babysit. I was in my early 20s. She's like, no, these are your kids. You don't get to babysit. You're supposed to be there for your children.
Yeah.
Right? Some things you're supposed to do, you don't get to do. It was like when I would be waiting in line for my kids to get out of school. You know, oh, I have to pick my kids up. Or could I say I get to pick my kids up?
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference of how you talk to yourself. Now, young lady, what would you like to say?
Well, I think that all of the information you guys are sharing right now is very true. A lot of businesses and a lot of business owners who come to us starting up, they have a lot of passion. And sometimes the stress, the things they have to overcome, especially with, we just saw it with the pandemic that happened in the last 2 years, a lot of people got overwhelmed, but a lot of them kept continuing that passion. That's what made them have their business still today.
How do you eat an elephant?
One piece at a time, man.
Oh, my God, he's here.
You got to chunk it up.
Tell him what you do real quick. And also, real quick, say hello, my friend from Minuteman Press.
Hello, my friend from Minuteman Press. Eric with Minuteman Press. How's everyone doing today?
Very good. Now, tell them what you do and see if maybe they'll give you some money. Okay.
Hello, everybody. My name's Robert, and I
I own a business called Solar Media USA, and we do a full range of solar products, and we work in conjunction with solar roofing companies, so we offer a wide package of possibilities if you want to solarize your home.
A solar generator is what they... He's not on top, right? With he, basically, I would call myself Sol, if I would see what I'm saying. I think also what you name your company is important, too.
That's true.
Because for the keyword, especially with Google, I would call myself, if I was naming your company, and you're going to say, shut up, go ahead, just want to say it up front, I would call myself Solar Generator. Right? Because he's, listen, he sells generators that are charged by solar.
Yeah.
Right?
That's amazing.
So what's the name of your company?
Solar Mania, because we're passionate about solar energy.
No. What's the name of your company? Solar Generator.
That's going to take a little bit of time and effort to change all of that in all my literature.
That's good. Do it. Right. Passion. But the point is, though, he sells generators that get solar so that, like, say, you're during a hurricane, he has a generator that's solar that... I'm going to be getting one from him for your refrigerator and stuff inside, the electricity.
I love it. And you know, the other thing, too, you can look into it. I don't know if that would count as a tax break, too, being the fact that is a solar equipment for the home. That may be something else customers may not even think of.
Is it?
Yeah. I have to look into that, too.
Because that would be one hell of a good little point
to put
on
there, by the way.
Man.
I just say, you know that? You don't got to look into it. It is. It's a write-off. For solo.
So at the end of the tax year,
put it in the books.
In the books.
And then he's in jail, right?
This week.
And he writes all this stuff off and he's screaming, Brian! You told me it was a write-off. And I said, okay, I'm sorry, my friend. I'll take over the company, but I'm renaming it. Nice. Anyhow, so tell us in closing about Fifth and Third. Why Fifth and Third, too, by the way?
Morelia, take that one away.
Well, I mean, why not? Something, I don't even like the name of that. I guarantee you, that's probably where the first bank was opened by the address.
You're probably right, but go ahead, Mo.
That is absolutely right. Fifth, well, we're based off of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, wow, Cincinnati hot dog.
I know.
Cincinnati exactly. Chili.
Yes.
Can we end the show with their commercial?
If you finish in time.
Okay.
Well, a little bit about Fifth Third. So we're actually opening up a brand new location located here on Bel Air Bluffs. We're opening the doors to our community right about on the 28th of December this month. So definitely this year. We're really, really excited to be sharing this time with all of you guys because the things that it comes included with is an abundance of resources to not only to the community but to the business customers as well. The open concept of our branch is going to be very resourceful for our business clients because they'll be able to utilize that space to take care of any meetings that they have with any clients or take advantage as well to show any presentations when needed.
Very good, because they have a conference room. And with Cincinnati Chili. Would you like to listen to this?
Cincinnati Chili Company. Really? Noodles, meat sauce, top it off with cheese. Four way, five way, onions and or beans. Add cheese, conies, make your meal complete.
The taste of Cincinnati Chili is now in Clearwater, Florida, with restaurant, dine-in, drive-thru, delivery, and catering. Always made fresh daily, and we only use full-size all-beef hot dogs.
Cincinnati Chili Company. WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Heavy hitters from both parties are now campaigning across the country with midterms just days away. President Biden is out west today with stops in New Mexico and California. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
He's hitting up essentially the most competitive states over the course of the last few days of the election cycle, notably